Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Real Side Radio, Whiskey Dave in the chair for Joe, and you could check Joe out. He's got a rollicking chat room going with some stalwart listeners. Hello, chat room. JoeMessina.com. And this hour, this final hour, is open. I've got a lot of things I want to talk about. After the break, I'm going to be talking about how now the Democrats are actually attempting to blame Trump for the COVID vaccine's shortcomings. Oh my God, it's incredible. Everything that they say is the exact opposite of the truth. Everything. I mean, all of it. Just what for those that grew up with comic books, I didn't read a lot, but I remember the Superman comic book where Bizarro Superman, the exact opposite. That's the Democrat Party. They're the Bizarro Party. But anyway, Whiskey Dave here in the chair for this third and final hour. And if you'd like to join us tonight in the third and final hour, please don't hesitate to pick up the phone. The digits are 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can throw out any points that you want to discuss and get out there for folks across the nation to be hearing. I'm sitting here on the West Coast, the left coast, the state of California, which is headed to a massive electricity shortage. It has no plans to increase electrical power generation, and it might be facing a hydroelectrical power shutdowns due to the record low water levels in the Colorado and other rivers. Oh, by the way, Newsom wants all car sales to be electric in just 14 years. I talked about this in the first hour. Listen, I'm a big believer in electric cars. I love them. I think they're fantastic. Only because I'm a true conservative. I don't have a hybrid car because of any other reason than the fact that I get to not have to pay California gas taxes. $6 a gallon. That's really it. I mean, that's it. And it's kind of sporty. I'm on the waiting list for a new model coming out later this year or next year, I think it is. But let me say this. The planning, the electric power grid in the state of California and really across the United States is so antiquated. And everything that you and I are doing right now is relying 100% on electricity. And if we're going to have brownouts, wait until somebody says that's a racist term. Until we have brownouts because of the climate change-induced weather that we have, a.k.a. September in Southern California. Every year, every September, people go crazy. My God, it's crazy. It's climate change. No, it's called September. It's the hottest month of the year. This is where you get the Santa Anas. This is where you get the wildfires. You're living in a desert, folks. But they are, I'm sorry, even Elon Musk, who I'm a big fan of, I think he's one of the most, he's the Thomas Edison of our time, right? Even Elon Musk, who has made billions upon billions, 200 and something billion dollars just from Fisker alone, and that's not including all of his other efforts. He's saying that we need oil, that we still need fossil fuels, folks. He's like, hold, it's like a record scratch moment. He's like, he moved Tesla out of California into Nevada, and he's saying, hey, wait, guys. Guys, wait a minute. You still need oil. You still need fossil fuels. We can't immediately transfer over to 100% electricity in the next decade. We don't have the systems. We don't have the grids. It's not going to happen. And he's selling electrical cars, EVs. So we've got an absolute, the level of, and I'm not just saying this because of the politics, all right? The level of intelligence, or the lack thereof, in Sacramento and in Albany and other capitals around the country is really lacking. It's really lacking. It's like they have zero idea. They know what the end game is for themselves. They want unicorns and rainbows and no fossil fuels going up into the air. So they're going to prevent anybody from buying an ICE car, an internal combustion engine. Okay. Right. How do we get there without overloading our electrical power grid? It's impossible. If everybody comes home at night and charges their car in their garage, you need for decent miles, if you want 36 to 40 miles an hour to be plugged into your home plug on a 220, you know, it's the same plug that you use for your clothes dryer. You need that clothes dryer level of power to be running for approximately 6-7 hours. Now, you don't have to do that every night unless you're on the road all the time. But if every one or two out of every three people is doing that every night, okay, where's that power coming? It has to be stored somewhere. The solar panels aren't going to be providing that live. Right? You don't have enough wind-generated wind farm. So, listen, all I'm saying is this. Sacramento, think about things before you implement things. It's called a strategy. It's called a plan. Okay? If you have any understanding of the power grid, we're dealing with a antiquated, fossil situation going on here, and going 100% electric in 14 years without any fossil fuels isn't going to happen. Anyway, we'll be right back here after the break. Why are the Democrats attempting to blame Trump for the COVID vaccine shortcomings? Don't go away.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Back, Joe Messina Show. I'm your guest host here, Whiskey Dave, here in the chair for two nights in a row, and this is the third and final hour of night number two for me, so it is always a pleasure being here, and I'm sure I'll be seeing you all down the road again. And you could always check out Joe and listen to his show at joemessina.com. So I want to spend this next segment talking about Donald Trump, and before I get into the story that I promised you regarding how the Democrats are now blaming Trump for the shortcomings of the vaccine. Breaking news, breaking report, literally hot off the presses. According to New York Times, and Bloomberg is apparently now reporting it as well, regarding the Mar-a-Lago raid. Stand back, folks. Department officials are not expected to file charges imminently if they ever do, according to the New York Times. Let me repeat that. Department officials are not expected to file charges imminently if they ever do, according to the New York Times. Do you hear that sound, folks? That's heads exploding all across the mainstream media right now. You know, the walls were closing in. The walls were closing in. We finally got him. Listen, this is just an initial report. I'm just conveying information to you. There are some other folks that are out there over the past several days that have been saying, for example, Andrew McCarthy. He's been saying that they're hearing inside information that the administration will be filing charges, which will be a joke on its own as well. But, hey, listen, that's just the news as it stands tonight. And, my God, I can hear the tears of the libs now. Oh, my goodness. Rob Reiner, he must be going absolutely apoplectic right now. But anyway, we'll see what happens with that. Trump's political enemies have been going after him since 2015, and the walls have been closing in since 2015 on every breathless report in mainstream media. They were waiting for Trump to receive some potentially devastating news tonight, and it looks like it's the opposite. Department of Justice is unlikely to bring criminal charges against Donald Trump before the midterm elections, and maybe afterwards they won't either. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens after the November election. So before I get into this other issue, the question is this political? Do they believe that if they file charges before the election, that that may deflate some of the left for coming out? Do they believe that the right would be extremely angry and there would be more people voting for Republicans? You've got to look at it through that lens, because that's how this administration works. Everything is a calculated political decision. So anyway, federal prosecutors are likely to have to wait until after the November election to announce any charges against Donald Trump if they determine he broke laws, according to people familiar to the report. Bloomberg is reporting it, as well as New York Times. So breaking news right here on Real Side Radio. But as I've teased before the break here, I want to get into this, and I may not have time for the entire thought on this, but the Democrats laughably are attempting to blame Trump for the COVID vaccines. Now, listen, politicians take credit for others' successes all the time. They blame others for their own failures all the time. We see this with this administration blaming Trump for everything that's bad and taking credit for anything that is considered good, or what they consider good. It's just the way that the politics game is played. But if we're going to be talking about actual real truth and the fact that we don't have a fourth estate anymore, the mainstream media does not do their job. Okay, blatant falsehoods are proclaimed. And the news and the media and the government agencies, which is supposed to be apolitical, should step in and state what is factual. Of course, they don't when it serves their narrative. So the mainstream media functioning as a willing propaganda wing for the Democrats, and the leadership of most agencies are doing likewise because they've been overtaken by the Democrats, the Democrat lies are never challenged. They just are never called out. And in fact, sometimes the lies are even amplified, right? They to such an extent that they become the truth, right? Trump said both sides, including the Nazis, are good people. Trump took bleach. Trump colluded with the Russians, right? On and on and on and on and on. It's a post-truth. So interesting that Washington Post is carrying on this narrative right now. And I don't know about you. I don't know how you feel about the vaccines. I don't know if you've taken vaccines, if you got boosted, if you got tripled, quadruple boosted, if you've ever got Rona, if you got Rona twice, three times, if you know anybody that got really sick. But following is a key excerpt from an article just posted in the Washington Post. And it says, Trump officials repeatedly stalled the Food and Drug Administration's plan to extend safety studies of coronavirus vaccines in the fall of 2020 as President Donald Trump pressed the agency for a faster timeline so the vaccines could be authorized before Election Day, according to emails, text messages, and interviews by a congressional panel probing the pandemic response. So back in September of 2020, a couple, 3 months before the election, when the Democrats were against the vaccine because it was developed by the Trump administration, the Washington Post carried reports claiming that the Trump White House attempted to pressure FDA to approve the vaccine in order to benefit Trump's reelection campaign. They asked questions like, why now? And what do Democrats hope to achieve, you know, from this? If they actually get a vaccine, they don't want the vaccine because it will give Trump the win. It will give Trump the win. It was purely political. If people die, so what? Right? If they don't have a vaccine. This was the discussion 2 years ago. Now we're just 2 months away from the midterm elections. And the Democrats are realizing, you know, that they are likely in for a pretty serious drubbing, especially when it comes to the House. And they're realizing that many Americans, including Democrats, will never forgive them for the vaccine mandates, which rendered some of the voters unemployed. Others suffered serious health problems due to the side effects of the vaccine. And what the studies that are now coming out are showing that COVID-19 vaccine hesitancy is really high in Black Americans and Hispanic Americans. And this is a big threat to the Democrats because they've always portrayed themselves as the messiahs of the persecuted people of color. So what is the Democrat Party with the media doing? We're going to talk about this after the break. Don't go away. This is all about Trump and the vaccine. I think you're going to be fascinated. Don't go away, folks. Real Side Radio, Whiskey Dave here in the chair. We'll be right back.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Term Life Line script in 3, 2, 1. Term Life Insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Life Line.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script.
Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Donald Trump is considering waiting until after the November midterms to launch a third presidential campaign as he navigates a widening array of legal troubles and mounting concerns that some of his hand-picked Senate candidates may be weaker than he once thought. After months of eyeing Labor Day weekend as the target launch date for a 2024 campaign, Trump has spent the past few weeks backing away from this timeline following the FBI search of his Mar-a-Lago estate. Mississippi will need skilled electricians, plumbers, and other workers in the coming weeks to help fix the city of Jackson's crumbling water system. That's the word from Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves after a failure at Jackson's main water treatment plant left much of the city without running water. And it's not just drinking water. Residents are without basic human hygiene. Governor Reeves says the state's experts are in command at the downed treatment plant. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
You mean like Democrats? Yeah, like Democrats. Zombies. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe tonight. It's always a pleasure being with you across the fruited plain. So I was talking before the break about how Democrats now, they are attempting to blame Trump for the shortcomings of the COVID vaccine. The vaccine that Trump basically gave the world by pushing it through as quickly as he could to try to save millions of lives, potentially. Just so that you know my perspective on the vaccine, because I'm talking from a place of politics now and not personal. You know, Trump, he took the vaccine himself. He defended their efficacy. But he also decried the mask and vaccine mandates. He didn't believe that everybody has to be mandated to take this relatively brand new medicine, this vaccine, and put it into their system. And he made it amply clear that he supported individual freedoms and choices. That's what he did. He gave the vaccine for those people that wanted it. I didn't take it. I did take the first Johnson & Johnson because I was going out of the country. This was right at the beginning. And we were expected to be asked for proof of vaccine to even get on an airplane or whatever was going on back in the time. But I haven't taken any boosters, and I didn't take any of the other ones, you know, the big ones. So right from the beginning of the pandemic, Trump stood against the lockdowns. And he said, rightly so, that a nationwide lockdown to curb the coronavirus would inflict more harm than good. And he called the lockdowns, correctly so, unconstitutional. It was the Democrats who imposed the lockdowns in their states. It was the Democrats who aimed to destroy Trump's strong economy prior to the 2020 election by ostensibly shutting down the economy. It was unnecessary. It wasn't necessary to do. Okay, they selected certain businesses that could stay open and certain businesses that had to be closed. And, you know, in the state of California, you can only go back 2 years and remember that they were literally shutting down the beaches and they were pouring sand into skateboard parks and they were arresting lone paddleboarders out in the middle of the ocean. It was insanity what these people were doing.
And it didn't matter to them that numerous lives, countless lives, were destroyed due to economic hardships as a result of the lockdowns. And they didn't care about the immeasurable psychological harm as people were denied their basic rights of movement and to be able to socialize. And let's not even mention what we've done to our children. Trump was against all of that. So I'm just saying this, putting it to the side. But what the Democrats are realizing, as I said before the break, is that there is a tremendous amount of hesitancy happening right now regarding the COVID-19 vaccines, especially in the demographics that the Democrats take it for granted, including Black Americans, Hispanic Americans specifically. And this is really concerning the Democrats right now. So the Democrats realize that history now needs to be revised. So they're going to be placing the entire blame on the vaccine and on the side effects that we're hearing that are happening with heart attacks going through the roof and women having periods, all of a sudden, it's like every 3 weeks. And there's all sorts of other situations that are now cropping up that the mainstream media are trying to suppress. But we know about it. We're hearing about it. People are talking about it. And they also realize, by the way, that a significant number of Trump supporters are also very skeptical of the vaccine. And they want to maybe, if they can raise this as an issue, blame Trump for the vaccines, maybe cause some supporters to abandon Trump. It's purely political. Again, this is from the Washington Post. So their efforts to, again, bizarro world, say the exact opposite of what is fact or what is true, what is history, what we know, and say it as the Inflation Reduction Act. Okay, it's the latest, right? But what is it that they're literally trying to do here? Did the Democrats truly believe that the lockdowns would save lives? If they truly believed that COVID-19 was deadly, would they have gone out themselves? Newsom, photographed, dining maskless, you've seen it, at what was the name of the Napa Valley restaurant? French Laundry. Pelosi, very early days, she was pictured at a beauty salon in San Francisco without her mask on. Really early days. This was before even people that like myself, I was like, I had to wear a mask to go grocery shopping, and I came home, I was wiping things down. I didn't know what was going on. None of us knew what was going on that first month. She was in a beauty salon without her mask. She attended a lavish wedding of a billionaire oil heiress, it was a Getty wedding. And the highest priestess of hypocrisy, AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, represented from New York. She was spotted maskless at a beach restaurant in Miami. But back to the vaccines now. These Democrats were fanatical proponents of vaccine mandates. And let's just accept for a minute that the Democrats, that they're right, that their premise that the vaccines was truly compromised because Trump forced the FDA to approve them without following the essential steps for testing and approval. Let's suggest that that's correct. Then Biden, when he was installed as president, why didn't he recall the vaccines? It's a basic common sense question. You guys now have power. You own everything. Everything. The House, the Senate, the White House, the media, the corporations, academia. You guys own it all. And Why didn't the Democrats come out and say, hey, everybody, stop taking the vaccines, please, until we advise you accordingly? CDC never came out and said that. They weren't worried about this. Democrats have been investigating Trump since 2015. They've been making stuff up consistently. Not just in the White House, but even when he was a private citizen. So with all of this investigative ability and skepticism about Trump absent in the matter of the vaccines, that he was just doing it to be reelected, why did they wait until now, 2 years later, a couple, 3 months before an election, for that report? We've been hearing about January 6th since January the 6th. They did prime time hearings on television. Why didn't they make an investigation their top priority? Because now we're talking about actual health of people, their voters. You can tell who's a Democrat and who's a conservative. Go to the supermarket. The Democrats are still wearing masks. It's their people. Shouldn't they be worried about them? Biden, they mandated the vaccines for health workers, for military personnel, non-citizen air travelers, federal employment, federal employees, and they've fired people who didn't get the vaccine. They approved vaccines for children, including those under five. The only people they didn't mandate it for were the illegal aliens. They're surging into the country. And millions. So the Democrats have compelled millions of people to choose between an unwanted medical procedure with serious potential side effects and being able to provide for their families. And let's not forget the Biden. Listen, he called it the pandemic of the unvaccinated. These people are on a different planet. We'll be right back here after the break, finishing up. Whiskey Dave in the chair for Joe in the third and final hour. Don't go away.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
All right. You know, I can't stop laughing every time I hear that intro right there, the Naked Gun. It just brings back so many great memories. Leslie Nielsen. Wasn't O.J. Simpson in that? I think he was in that as well. Okay, that was obviously before O.J. became the O.J. we now know of O.J. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe, and for those that are wondering where Joe is, he will be back in a couple of days. It's been a pleasure the last couple of nights speaking with you across the fruited plain about, just trying to absorb what is going on, the insanity out there, and trying to make some kind of sense of it. It's hard to. And my last subject for tonight is maybe something that will kind of throw that whole hope out the window, because I don't understand this. You've heard the term from our military, we're going to lose the next war, right? Well, what does that refer to? Well, it refers back to some of the things that Kevin was talking about in the last hour regarding wokeism. And wokeism is like a cancer. It's metastasized into all sectors of our society, our corporations and academia and Hollywood and obviously politics and our bureaucracy and now the military. Folks, I'm sorry to give you the bad news on this. This is horrible. U.S. forces are ordered to stop using gender pronouns to improve lethality. Lethality. The Pacific Air Force Base bans references to gender, age, and race. This is Washington Free Beacon, just reported tonight. Here's the article. The Division of U.S. Pacific Air Forces, the PACAF, the branch tasked with confronting China. Yes, I said that. This is the branch tasked with confronting China, has ordered its senior leaders and commanders to stop using gender pronouns in written formats, saying the shift to more neutral language will help improve the fighting force's lethality. We must embrace, promote, and unleash the potential of diversity and inclusion, states a May email sent to senior leaders and commanders at the Anderson Air Force Base in Guam, which operates under the Pacific Air Forces, according to a partial copy of the order obtained by Washington Free Beacon. Leaders at the base are instructed, do not use pronouns, age, race, etc., when writing performance reviews or other materials such as recommendations for awards. Competition against near-peer adversaries requires a united focus from the command, the joint team, and our international partners, welcoming and employing varied perspectives from a foundation of mutual respect will improve our interoperability, efficiency, creativity, and lethality. My God. My God, really? This is, this would be a joke if it wasn't so scary. The email goes on to list unauthorized and authorized and unauthorized examples of pronoun use. The unauthorized examples include he, she, did, best male, female, youngest, oldest, and Sergeant Murray. The list of authorized examples includes this sergeant, this NCO, non-commissioned officer, this member. What are we doing, folks? Sarge, it was horrible. The enemy, they were yelling at us using gender-specific pronouns. I thought I was going to die. I mean, this is insane, right? Children are running the world. They're running the greatest military power in the world. This is insanity. We've gotten to a place where nobody's questioning this anymore. We're just accepting it. This is what our military is focused on. He's laughing. She is laughing. They're laughing. They're just, I mean, they're... I mean, if you respond to an order from a superior officer and you say, aye, sir, are you going to be kicked out of the military now? Sir? Sir? My God, if you're a vet, you serve this country with honor. You just vomited listening to this. I know you did. Because the rank and file cannot be listening to this and thinking, with all of the problems we have in the world, with China and Taiwan and Ukraine and Russia and all of the other fires that are out there, we got the resurgence of Al-Qaeda now. We might have to go back into Afghanistan. Did you hear about that? Yeah. A year after. We might have to go back. We're going to do that really quietly, though, probably after the election. Because we've created a disaster zone there. It's a mess. And this is what we're focusing on. Well, we had a good run, America. Congratulations, everybody. Great job. Thank you, everybody, for all your efforts. Our enemies are literally laughing at us. China wins. Russia wins. And they didn't even have to fire a shot. We did it to ourselves. This is the fall of Rome. They opened their borders for the Germanic hordes. They argued amongst themselves. It's asinine. Because, as Kevin was talking about in the last hour, diversity, equity, inclusion. I mean, treat people based upon the merit they deserve. They have worked hard. They deserve a position in life. Treat them with respect. I don't care about your gender. I don't care about your race. I don't care about your ethnicity. I don't care. You're a good person, you deserve respect. You're a bad person, you don't deserve respect. So we're going to have our military in one of the most dangerous positions in the world right now, where we're let's call it a Cold War with Russia. And if they decide to take over Taiwan, and they're likely to do so, nothing's going to stop them. They took a look at what Biden did with Afghanistan and Russia and Ukraine. Nothing. They're not worried about us. Because we're sitting here arguing how we should address each other for diversity. This is not real life. And we're focused now on making communication more difficult, more muddled, and more inefficient, which in the military is the exact opposite of what we need. Congratulations, America. Congratulations, Bill Kristol. Congratulations, David French and Jonah Goldberg. I said this last time I was on a couple weeks ago. Trump didn't lose the election by 7 million votes. He lost the election by 40,000 votes across five states. Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Arizona. 40,000 combined across those five states. And a lot of people say that's arguable. That difference in 40,000 votes, that difference, we are literally the exact opposite of where we were two and a half years ago in this country, economically into a recession. We're the laughingstock of the world when it comes to our geopolitics now. Nobody is scared of us. Nobody. Sure, we'll send some drones over to the Middle East. China is literally laughing. Russia is laughing. It's really scary. And you've got to laugh at it. And at the same time, if you don't laugh, you're crying. Because we're living in an upside down world. And my God. This level of political correct speech is only weakening us. This administration has weakened us, weakened a country. And in a world with China and Russia and the Middle East threats, Iran, America loses because we don't have the wherewithal or the courage to stand up and potentially insult somebody because we're so worried about feelings. Those are my feelings. Glad I got them off my chest. Thank you all so much for joining us tonight. It was a pleasure, and I'll be back again real soon for Joe. Stay cool out there if you're on the West Coast, and we'll be talking again real soon. Joe will be back at the end of the week. I'm Whiskey Dave. Have a great evening, everybody. Good night.